the last time I had to come to Sacramento on the Greyhound bus. Well, first of all, it's very, very crowded, and you have to wait in line, and there are people that are coming by, and they hit you in the leg with a suitcase, and it goes, excuse me. And so finally, they make an announcement. Nobody can understand a thing they say, but it doesn't matter. By that time, you're so hot and tired, you're going to get on the bus regardless of where it goes. So you get out there, and first of all, you get on the bus, and it's so hot that you can hear the metal cracking. And always right behind you, it's never two or three seats away, or one away, or anything, right behind you, there's always a lady, and there's a baby crying. It's like, right behind you. And then the bus driver gets on, he starts counting the number of people on the tickets. Go, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's what the? He's in the front of the bus and starts coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He said, excuse me, everybody, but we got one too many passengers here. We got to see all your tickets. Well, there's always a little old lady that never can remember. Oh, dear, I don't know what I've done with my ticket. Oh, I was here a minute ago. I didn't go. And she finally finds it. And they finally find out the reason for it. It's some blind guy out of 2-1 that caused all the problem. So the bus driver gets on, and he closes the door. It just about blows your brains out when he does it. And he goes just a little teeny distance, and I don't know why they do that. They go a little teeny distance, and they stop, and it sounds something like this.